54 down, 51 light. White 20. White 27.
Hello again, and welcome everyone to Pre-Snap Read, where we go inside the trends inside the National Football League through the All-22 tape. And to do it, we've got our professor of the coaching tape, the one and only from NFL Films, senior producer Greg Cosell. Greg, welcome to week number 9.
That's crazy. Week 9.
This season is going fast. Now, when we look at these trends here, we've talked about just about every position on defense. But the one position that we haven't talked about is what we call the quarterback position on defense, the middle linebacker. And Greg, for many years, you know, there was a thought at middle linebacker, oh, you got to have the guy who's very smart, not all that athletic. But to me, Greg, the game has changed. What would you define as today's middle linebacker?
Well, first of all, the 4-3 defense where there's a true middle linebacker, fewer and fewer teams are playing a 4-3 defense.
That's right.
So there's not your traditional quarterback of the defense, the middle linebacker. Now, there are some, and they're really good. I mean, Luke Kuechly in Carolina is an outstanding three-down middle linebacker. Now that Dallas is playing a 4-3, you have Sean Lee, who's an outstanding middle linebacker. Now, these are guys who could play in any system. They could play in a 4-3 or a 3-4. But then you look at the 3-4 teams, and the reason the 3-4 linebackers are more important now is because of the nature of the passing games in the NFL. You need quicker, better athletes on the field, so you're replacing a 300-pound defensive tackle with a linebacker. So you look at a team like the San Francisco 49ers, the prototype for the 3-4 inside linebackers with Navarro Bowman and with Patrick Willis. Athletic, Willis is 245 and he can move. Bowman, he's only 230, 235. You know, Lavonte David is an outside linebacker in the NFL for Tampa, and he's 230 pounds. So the linebacker position as a whole is changing, particularly the inside stacked backers.
Yeah, and what I find also interesting is when you talk to personnel executives around the league, they really think of bonuses. If you could find that one guy could rush, like Michael Kendricks, who we know had double-digit sacks at Cal, Lawrence Timmons. You just don't find a lot of guys. When you watch tape,
yeah,
you see those inside linebackers who could rush?
Well, what in the 3-4, what they do is they develop schemes like the Fire X inside blitz, where the two inside linebackers in the 3-4 will cross like an X, hence to the name, and they will both blitz. But Kendricks is a fascinating case study because Kendricks is small. He's 5'11", 5'11 and a half. He weighs less than 240. You would never envision him as a middle linebacker in a 4-3. He'd be viewed as way too small. But he can play inside linebacker, the weak side inside linebacker position, in a 3-4 defense, very similar to what Lawrence Timmons plays in Pittsburgh. They're both terrific athletes because you need speed, movement, athleticism at that position in today's NFL.
And Greg, when you talk about Michael Kendricks, last week's game is a great example because when I watched McCall, the thing that I like is he's so fast. And you saw last week, the thing that I think he's improved in really since early in the season, he sheds. He gets rid of the blockers a lot better than he did earlier in his career. And quite frankly, to me, that's the missing element of his game. If he could be more physical, which he is, and he did, he could be a better football player.
Well, the other thing that I think has really stood out to me watching him on film that he's improved greatly is just his general awareness. A lot of people use the word instincts. I often use play recognition. I think he's a guy that as he's playing more and more and getting used to playing where he is, don't forget, this is a new defense this year. He's a 3-4 inside linebacker now that he's had to learn as he's playing. And I think he's been getting better and better every week in his understanding of what he's seeing based on personnel, based on formations, and therefore his athleticism is coming more to the forefront.
And it's interesting, if you remember, Greg, going back to last season, he played the weak side.
Yep.
Played the strong side. Now he's playing inside. That's a lot for a young guy in his second year to learn, but he's doing a good job of improving each week. There's no question about it. So for Greg Cosell, I'm Adam Kaplan. Stay tuned here for more at PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
54 down, 51 white. White 20. White 27.